Today's Daf is Maseches Bava Kama Daf Pei Zayin. Mishnah Amud Aleph in a list of halachot teaches that a katan, a minor child who causes damage, is going to be exempt. And this is true even when the child grows up, meaning he doesn't have to pay back that amount after he becomes a bar mitzvah, because he is considered, when at the time that he does the action, intellectually incapable of understanding his actions at that time when he does the damages. And that is also true that he's patur bedine shamayim, which means even at a technical level, if we can't get him in an earthly court, we've discussed this many times in the Masechet, technically speaking, dine shamayim, we say the person should pay, but we can't extract the money from him. Here, the child is exempt even on that level. There isn't even a compensation that can be placed on this action. His father, very interesting, another nuance here, is also exempt from compensation, even on the level of dinei shamayim. From the rule of a mazik, what we're saying is this concept of a damager, which we've been discussing throughout the Masechta, we cannot obligate the child nor the father. We don't have a category to charge them on. It is the case that the Rama in Or Chaim, Simen Shin Mem Gimel, quotes the Truma Sedeshin, that it is a good practice for the child to pay when he grows up, but there is no requirement from the root of the halacha, from the Ikar Hadin. That's what we would call Hanhaga Yeshira. It's good practice. It's the right thing to do. Person is lost their money because of damage and so on, but it's not the basic halacha of Spitz. In Orchas Chaim Mishpatei Torah, Gilyon 131, brings a case of a family that went to rent a vacation home. And when they were over there, the child, the five-year-old child, went and got locked inside the bathroom with the key, and he couldn't get out, and nor could the parents help him. The child starts to panic, he's crying, so a neighbor comes by and breaks the lock. They get the child out, and they replace the lock over there. 1,000 shekels of damage. Who has to pay for that damage? Does it go to the owner, or does it go to the person who's renting the apartment? So Spitz explains that when it comes to rental units, there's a contract. The renter provides the unit, access to the appliances, to the amenities, and the owner also signs a contract, has to take care and upkeep the place and take care of all the items and everything that's there. Well, the renter agrees they're going to return the unit in the way that they entered it, excluding, of course, natural or reasonable wear and tear. This is a category in halacha that the rabbis call mesa machmas malacha. What that means is, when something dies of a natural cause, the concept is a person rents out the animal, and the animal dies just doing regular work, nothing too strenuous or too burdensome that we could look at and say, well, you put too much weight on the animal, or whatever it is. Literally, the animal drops dead. So that concept of mesa machmas malacha can be applied to other areas of halacha as well. When a person is using something in a reasonable, natural way, then any damage that's going to happen is not going to be their responsibility, even though it belongs to somebody else. Any unusual damage then does need to be covered by the renter. So in the case, we look at if the door was locked normally with the key, wasn't playing around, legitimately needed to use that room, goes in there, gets jammed, and what can you do? That's kemesa machmas malacha hishtamshu, that he's using it in the way, and it died. It's like the animal that dies, drops dead in the field. What are you going to do? The door got jammed. The renter, therefore, is going to be exempt. His bad luck, the door got jammed on this visit to the house, and the owner now has to fix it right away and pay for the locksmith or whatever, the expert, to come in and make sure the door is usable again. If the child, however, was messing around and playing, and then as a result he jammed the door and he locked the door, they had to breach it and replace the lock based on our Mishnah. Very interesting. The child and his father are going to be exempt. He's not a damager. Says Rav Spitz, not so fast. It's true that in the laws of damages of Niske Mama, the child is exempt. But this is not a case of Mesa Machmas Malacha, because the child is playing around. And in the laws of rental, Hilchos Schirus Batim, the renter has to give back the unit in the same condition. And therefore, in that case, in that scenario, he is going to be chayav. Regarding the fee for repair, if a professional were to be called, who pays would depend on this question of how it got jammed in the first place. If by regular use, it's on the owner, but if the kid was playing around, the renter would have to be the one to pay.